Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi for today is in chapter 9 of Bava Batra, Mishnayot 5 and 6. Mishnah Heya Shuleach Sivlonot Lebet Chamav. A man gets married. Now he's married with the first stage of marriage, Kiddushin. And back then there was sometimes a sizable gap between Kiddushin and Nisuin. As the Torah notes, when Eliezer went to bring Rivka to be a wife for Yitzchak, and Rivka was already the ripe old age of 14, as Tosfot proves in Yevamot and the Medrash mentions, and her family says, let her wait months or at least 10. Now they meant months as in a month of years. They meant, 12 months or even maybe even 10 months. And Rivka says, no, I want to go immediately. So in that meantime, someone might send gifts, sivlonot, melashon savlanut, patience. So they might send gifts to the house of the father-in-law where the bride, the kala, is living at the time. So shalach sham mea mana, even if he sends 100 mana, 10,000 zuz worth of gifts, the ochel sham, and he also goes to the father-in-law's home and he eats there a festive meal, a sudat chatan, like an engagement meal. Even though really they've had Kiddushin and really they are married, but they're still waiting for chuppah, they're waiting to move in together and make a life together. Afilu b'dinar, even if this Suda, he ate a dinar worth of food, he had a little food. Einan nigbin, he can't get the gifts back. The Mefarshim and the Gemara, they explain, from the having the simcha, having a festive meal, and everyone's giving him mazel tov and l'chaim and giving him brachas. So because of that simcha, he is mochel, he forgives and he waives whatever gifts he's given. And then he can't recover them, he can't get them returned, even if the marriage doesn't go through or the young woman, God forbid, passes away. Lo achol sham sudat chatan, if he didn't eat anything over there, they didn't throw a party for him, he can get the gifts back. Now the Mishnah adds, and now the Kahati explains that the Mishnah now is coming to qualify the first statement. Shalach sivlonot merubin, he sent a lot of gifts. Sheyachzur imo lebeit baila, with the intention these gifts would come with the kala to her new home with the husband. So these weren't gifts to be, used up while she's living with her parents. These are gifts that are going to come with and she's going to use during their married life. Elu nigbin. So the husband can get them back if the marriage ultimately does not go through, because his intention all along, he told them, I want these gifts to come with the kala when she moves in with me. Sivlonot muatin, small gifts, sheishtomash behen bebeit aviya, that she's going to be using up in the parents' household, einan nigbin. He cannot collect them if the marriage does not go through. So the Kahati says this is really qualifying the first statement we learned today. So when the husband didn't express if the gifts were supposed to be coming with him, with the kala into his home, that's when it matters if he ate the sudat chatan or not. Now Mishnah Vav brings us to a new topic about someone who's very ill, and he's afraid he might pass away from this illness. He is allowed to give out his property, to give gifts, deathbed gifts, to other people. But the issue here is if he gets better and ultimately does not pass away, sometimes he can get those items back. So shchiv mira is someone who's lying down in bed, mira, from a serious illness. So he's concerned he might pass away. Shekotov kol nechazav lecherim, he writes over all of his property to other people. He gives away his stuff. Vishir karka koshu, but he leaves over a little bit of land for himself. He doesn't give away everything. Matanato kayemet, his gift is mekayim, it lasts. So we uphold his gift. Even if he gets better, he's not allowed to say, hey, I got better. I really didn't mean to give you that unless I died and here I got better, because he left over something for himself. So he was already hedging his bets, thinking he might get better, and he gave away the other stuff anyway. The Mishnah mentions the converse. Lo shi'er karka koshu, he didn't leave over anything for himself. He has no land left. He gave it all away. Ein matanato kayemet. Then when he gets better, these gifts do not go through. He can actually get them back because he can claim, legitimately claim that I only gave it away because I really thought I was going to die. The Mishnah adds, lo katov bashchimira. What if the shtar, the document, the deed, doesn't say, that he's giving this as a shchiv meirah, as someone who's seriously ill, hu omer, and now he gets better, and he says, shchiv meirah haya, I really was shchiv meirah when I wrote up this gift to you, and now I'm better, I want it back. Hen omrim, the recipients say, bori haya, you were bori, you were healthy, you know, you might have been a little sick, it might have been a flu, but you definitely were not in a situation where you thought you were going to die. Tzorech lo havi raya. So he has to bring a proof, shahaya shchev mira, that he was seriously ill. He'd have to bring some sort of witness testimony. Divri Rebbe Meir. That's according to Rebbe Meir. He would say the burden is on the sick person who gave the things away to prove he was really sick. Remember, the sages say, hamotzi mechaver olav raya. They say, if you're trying to get property from someone else, you need to bring the proof. So the man who may have been seriously ill is still holding on to the property, and the gentleman holding the deeds, holding the gift documents, want to take it, they're going to need to prove that he was healthy, or at least not very seriously ill at the time of the gift. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot, and good health.